Nolte, by 9-1 margin. Detroit citizens want more cops on streets. By John Nolte on July 26, 2021. By an overwhelming 9-1, Detroit citizens would feel safer with more cops on the street, not fewer, the far-left USA Today reported. And now we come to my favorite part of this USA Today / Suffolk University / Detroit Free Press poll, the racial divide, which is in no way surprising. Read the following carefully. The poll found a significant racial divide on the question. Black residents ranked crime at the top of their list of concerns. 24% cited public safety, and just 3% named police reform. But white residents were a bit more concerned about police reform than public safety, 12% compared with 10%. Education was by far the biggest issue on their minds, named by 31%. What you have here, and again this is in no way surprising, is more white residents wanting police reform than the mere 3% of black residents who want police reform. Let me repeat that, only 3% of black residents in Detroit want police reform. 3%. 3. And which racial group do you think is 1, dealing with the most violent crime and by extension 2, dealing with police the most? Of course it's black Americans, who have always been the disproportionate victims of violent crime. And that victimization rate only goes up when white liberals, the worst people in the world, begin patronizing the black community with ludicrous ideas about emptying prisons, ending bail, and defunding the police. White liberals, the worst people in the world, never do anything to improve the lives of black Americans. But they enjoy improving the lives of black criminals. Detroit is as deep blue as a deep blue city gets. In 2020, Biden allegedly won 233,908 votes to Trump's 12,654. That's not a typo. The margin in Detroit was 233,908 to 12,654. And yet, only 3% of black residents want police reform. But more left-wing whites sure want police reform, but that's because whites don't have to live with the same amount of crime. And that's also because white Democrats have been trying to tell black people what's best for them for 400 years. If you're wondering why his fraudulency Joe Biden is running so far away from his fellow defund the police Democrats, running so far away he is lying about them even existing, this is why. USA Today reports that violent crime is on the upswing in Detroit. Well, of course it is. Democrats have run Detroit exclusively for decades. You get what you vote for, Detroit, and what you've got is violence, despair, poverty, and a city that looks like it was hit with a nuke. Y'all want to live like this, that's your choice. Godspeed. Hopefully, the Democrats you've hired will at least heed your call to put more police on the streets. One group that will never heed that call is the corporate media, who will continue to pretend that every black person in America wants the police eradicated. Listen, I've lived in an American inner city, Milwaukee, in the mid-80s, when crime was even worse than it is now. The very idea urban voters want the police defunded is flat-out insane and a recipe for disaster. Nevertheless, Democrats and their allies in the media, like NLAL, continue to push policies that will only make life for black Americans worse. But that, of course, is part of the plan, so they can blame systemic racism.